strategic.
A lot more pistol formation.
He's energetic.
You're a damn good football team.
He's poetic.
Gobble, gobble, turkey from Jive Turkey Gobblers.
Big fan of the Judge Judy show.
He's as tough as a $2 steak.
He's iconic.
Who's got it better than us?
He's Harbaugh.
Good morning. It is great to wake up to the Rockford Files.
With Murph and Mac.
All right, we're doing it with Coach Harbaugh on Tuesday morning on the Murph and Mac Show. Coach Harbaugh brought to you by Frost Brewed Coors Light. That's the world's most refreshing beer. Also brought to you by Dr. Scott Hiver, the official eye doctor of the 49ers with offices in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. And finally brought to you by Porcelainosa, providing you with all your kitchen, bathroom, tile, floor needs. There's Coach. Stop into Porcelainosa's San Francisco or San Jose store and their showrooms. You can also visit PorcelainosaUSA.com. Good morning, Coach Harbaugh. How you doing today?
Good. Good morning to you.
Going to say happy holidays right out of the gate. I know we're in the season, and Murph is already out vacationing. So to you and yours, Coach, have a good holiday season, and congrats on a nice win in Tampa
Same
Bay.
To you.
Yeah, thank
Same
you.
To you. Thank you very much. It was a great win. The players really worked hard for it, and they earned it, and so did the coaches and everybody in the organization. Those are big. Big wins. That was a big win. And continue to just really like our team and where they're at. The biggest reason is they really play like they want to win the football game. And that ultimately gives you the ultimate chance to get where you want to go.
Yeah, no doubt. And, Coach, after the game, I was watching a Frank Gore interview, and as always, I mean, setting the standard on the field, that great achievement of another 1,000-yard season, the seventh time he's done that in his 9-year career, pretty amazing. But I like what he said after the game, Coach. He said, you know, if you look at this group, we're playing really well. And he said that, and Frank Gore said, I still believe we have not played our best game yet this year. And I'm just wondering if you can expand on that a little bit or if you agree with that.
You know, everybody strives to play the perfect game. Right now our defense is running around. Their motors are running. They're smacking people. Special teams is rolling. Frank, you know, the runner will run, and the quarterback will hit the pass when you need it, and the receivers will make the catch. There's a lot of really good things that our football team's doing.
You know, Coach, I know you addressed this yesterday, but just for our audience listening in, the Bruce Miller injury, so going forward without him, what can you tell us this morning about some of your options at fullback now without Bruce Miller?
We'll have an announcement on that today. We're bringing in somebody to work out and physical, et cetera. We'll have an announcement on that later today.
Okay, good enough, Coach. And you mentioned in quarterbacks making throws, receivers making catches. I want to talk to you just a little bit about Michael Crabtree and, man, how good he's looked, really, since he's come back. I mean, surprising a lot of people. Just because of the nature of that injury is so severe, you don't know what anybody can do, really, after they come back from something like that. But he looks great. He looks great. And I want to ask you specifically about that relationship or that symmetry between Kaepernick and Crabtree. They look so comfortable together last year. Incredible this deep into the season. Looks like they picked that right up. I don't want to call it like telepathic, but is there some kind of unspoken rhythm that those two guys have together?
Well, it was evidenced last year, really when Colin became the starting quarterback, that Michael Crabtree was the go-to guy, and then eventually Vernon, you saw him emerge along with Michael, and it's picked up right where it's left off with Michael coming back. It just shows you the phenomenal athlete that Michael Crabtree is, that he's contributed to each of the ball games that he's been playing, and looks to be contributing more and getting better and better as each game goes. But our receiving group is a you talk about Anquan, you talk about Michael Crabtree and Mario Manningham, Kasim, John Baldwin. Those guys are, when they play, they get open and they make catches, and that's good. And the quarterback hits him with the pass.
Yeah, no doubt. And it has looked really good. And Kaepernick looks really comfortable in the past few weeks, too. The one thing, though, on Crabtree, Coach, I got to get your 2 cents on this. I don't know what you said to him, if anything, or how you handled it. But as far as Crabtree picking up the ball and throwing it back down the field like that, it's an emotional reaction, I guess, a frustrating moment and stuff. But did you already address that with him, or does that even need to be addressed?
Yeah, it's been addressed.
Yeah. So, I mean, clearly, going forward, we'll hope to see, you know, a lot less of that. But the other points on defense, Coach, Alden Smith, thought he played a very, very good game. He was great against Seattle, but in a way, I mean, with the 2 sacks, the 4 tackle, the 5 hurries, too. Do you think this is about Alden Smith now revving at full and complete force again?
Another really good game by Alden. I had it at 6 hurries and 2 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Playing really well. A terrific ball game for him. And our entire defense, you know, 7 3-and-outs was really good. And it contributed to getting the ball back for the offense. Had 40 minutes time of possession. That's a lot of the efforts of the defense as well.
And also Navarro Bowman. I mean, he continues. His great play really continues. I mean, I think traditionally most of us look at the defense and we automatically think, and rightfully so, kind of Patrick Willis, the leader out there. He's the man. Everybody looks to Patrick Willis. Do you see Navarro Bowman at this point as being at that same exact level where he is not only an outstanding player on the field, clearly, but he's also taking on maybe that kind of a leadership role as well for some of the other guys?
Well, nothing's changed with Patrick Willis. I mean, still the captain, the leader of the defense, and the great dynamic between Patrick and Navarro, two great players. They play well together, and they play great in the scheme of the defense. And Navarro Bowman is having a tremendous year, and you know each week getting. He contributes more and more and consistently playing really good football. And, somebody made a comment yesterday about, you know, would he be a defensive player of the year candidate? And, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's playing that type of level. We don't talk about that kind of thing much, but, since somebody brought it up, I would have to concur. He's having that kind of year.
Yeah, Coach. And just to try to cover, all the different areas out there, great special teams over the weekend, obviously opportunistic. Kendall Hunter, right place at the right time, getting that fumble, getting into the end zone with that. And also wanted to get your take on LaMichael James and how he's progressing, on special teams and getting some carries in the backfield. And I don't know, just your assessment of LaMichael at this point in the season.
I think he's an improving, ascending player. As a returner, we feel as a team that he's really solidified that position as the punt returner and the kickoff returner. And then he also adds as a running back, running the football, coming out of the backfield, ascending, improving in all those areas. And it's really good for our team.
Couple more for you today, Coach. We've got to get you the Kaepernick question in, if I could. It's just about, where he is. We're getting so close to the postseason now. I know you have 2 more assignments still in front of you, including Atlanta this Monday. But Kaepernick, to me, I don't know, he looks really comfortable right now. He looks very loose. It looks like he is using his legs with a little bit less hesitation. I'm just wondering if you would categorize his play, or do you see the same things? Do you see that almost he looks a little more comfortable and loose the past 2-3 weeks maybe than he has at earlier points in the season?
I really think he's been playing. Really, really well. No question, he had a great game this past game. But I'm with him hourly. I'm mm-hmm. with him daily, and he's been tremendous on the field. He's been a great leader in the locker room. Fulfills all his obligations. Media wise, in the community, it's just been A+ across the board. I've been saying it for several weeks now, and it's continued to be A++. So we're very, very, very happy and very thrilled with the way Colin Kaepernick is performing.
All right, Coach, one more for you. Got to get the obligatory Candlestick Park question in there from the Murph and Mac Show to you. I grew up going there, my dad, I went to my first Niner game there in 1976. My dad took me to go see the Niners when they had the artificial turf and all of that. And you know, Murph the same way. We grew up going there, and it's this week it's emotional. You know, it's funny, people talk about it being a rundown place and all that, but you consider the history. You've got history there as a player and as now as a coach, of course. And just, you know, for the fans listening in today, it's an important game, obviously, just in and of itself with the Falcons in there. But how much extra, you know, magnitude are you feeling, or do you think you might be feeling, considering it will be the final game played at the stake, at least in the regular season?
It'll be a great honor to be on the sideline. You know, in my position, coach, you know, I think the players will feel the same way. Great honor to be on that sideline representing the San Francisco 49ers. Our mission will be to win the football game, you know, for the great magnitude that it has on our season. And also, you know, for all 49er players that have, you know, played there and, you know, wanting to win the game, not wanting to come back and in 20 years or 25 years and, you know, think that you screwed it up. So,
right.
You know, that's, it'll be all those things. So, should be a great atmosphere. So definitely, want to put ourselves in a position to give ourselves the best chance to win. And that'll be great preparation this week.
All right, Coach. Sounds good, and I'm sure you're right. It is going to be electric out there Monday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. So Murph and I
Ask me about the play clock. You didn't ask me about the play clock running down to one. And
you're right. Thank you, Coach.
You
are the man.
You were talking about it all morning.
You know what?
You have great angst about it.
I do have angst about it. Actually, since you brought it up, I'm glad you brought it up. What is the deal with that? Why is that still plaguing this team so deep into the season, or what's behind that?
Well, I wouldn't categorize it as plague. And you know, in some ways, if you know, that's what we're talking about, and you spent a lot of time talking about it this morning,
yeah.
then you're doing a lot of other good things right. You know, if that's the thing that worries you the most. And I would just say, you know, sometimes the play clock does run down to one, but you're not going to have 40 minutes of time of possession. That's not a bad trade-off.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
No, I will. I worry about it because it's week 14, and if we're playing road playoff games, I just don't want to see, you know, I don't want to see your squad getting backed up because the snap's not getting off.
Well, we had two situations where we took a timeout,
mm-hmm.
and had one delay a game penalty, and we had 40 minutes of time of possession. There was, and we didn't run a bad play. You know, we took the timeout. You get timeouts, you get three and a half. If you're a chess, are you a chess player?
I don't have the sensibilities. Believe me, I'm sure you are, though.
If you gave up a pawn, if you sacrificed a pawn to get the other person's queen, would that be a good trade?
Pecan, can you chime in on that as a chess expert?
I'm into rooks and queens and stuff, but that makes sense. But the pawn, yes.
Well, I think he's checkmating the both of us on that question.
Yeah.
So, you know, Coach, all I can say is you're a keen listener. I'm glad you brought it up. And I do. I appreciate it, actually, because you're right. I did talk about it quite a bit, and we appreciate the information. So we're ready for it. We'll see you Monday.
No, I appreciate it, too. We're always working to improve. And like Frank said, you know, as players, as coaches, you want to play your best game. You want to play the perfect game. And we're always striving for that, and we'll continue to do that. And that's why I feel so good. That's why, you know, I love our players, because they really play like they want to win the football game. And when you got that, then you got something really good.
Sounds good, Coach. We always appreciate it. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
There
Happy holidays.